Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, and I'm the dad, and I'm joined, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today is a very, very special episode. We are celebrating 100 episodes of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. It is super awesome, and we are so excited. What started off as a fun little spring break project blossomed into a full-on successful podcast, and we're really excited to be celebrating this milestone with all of you. So thank you so much for being with us. Emmett, are you pumped about 100 episodes, buddy?
I'm so pumped, so excited. This has just been so fun recording with you, and it's gotten me so much like more basically popularity at school, because like everyone says like, oh, you're the podcast kid. Oh, nice. I listen to your podcast like every day, and I'm like, yay.
All right. Well, the cat's got a little clout now at school. That's good. All right. Excellent. Well, you heard him laugh just there. So today is a very special episode, and we are celebrating this with a really, really cool guest. We've not brought on a guest. You are the first guest ever on our show. So it's really exciting. Many students and alumni know this man as a professor of philosophy here in Northeast Wisconsin, but even more around the world know him as a 9-time, and I'm going to say that again, 9-time Jeopardy champion. He made a historic run in April of 2023 and has stacked up an enormous amount of wins. He goes down in history as one of the best Jeopardy players of all time, and we are so excited to welcome Mr. Ben Chan to the podcast. Welcome!
Woo, 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 woo.
Welcome, Ben.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Well, just a couple questions before we get started. Have you kind of always been a trivia guy? Like, is that like your whole life?
I don't know. I mean, I think I always liked learning things. So I think it's great to have that recognized on a very big stage. I think I've been a lifelong learner. And so it turned out, yeah, it was a really good fit for me and Jeopardy.
What was like, if you had any advice for like a kid who wants to be on Jeopardy, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I think, you know, Jeopardy, it's hard to get on. There's a lot of luck to get on. And I think ultimately it is a nice side quest, right? Where it's, you know, if you happen to get on, it'll reward your curiosity. And, you know, my advice would be to, if you happen to be lucky enough to get on, to have fun while you're on there. But I think it's a nice, you know, reward for curiosity throughout your lifetime. So my sense is that you're a curious person. And so that if you, you know, you maybe one day will wind up on there, and this podcast is probably a good preparation for you having fun and doing well if and when you wind up on Jeopardy.
Awesome. Yes. Curiosity. We love it. We try to spur that as much as possible. So thank you so much for that. Well, we're really thankful for having you here. And without further ado, we're going to kick things off. So in honor of our guest, we're going to be paying homage to the world of Jeopardy, and we're going to theme our question in a variety of different topics. If you've never watched Jeopardy, there's different categories for all the different questions, and so today we're going to just pick a wide variety. We're going to cast a wide net here. Nothing is off limits, and anything is possible. We're going to be coming at you with 15 questions of trivia in 3 rounds, 5 questions each. As the rounds go on, they get tougher and tougher as we go. Mr. Ben Chan is going to be Emmett's accomplice today, and they're going to work together as a team to see if we can go 15 for 15. Emmett's done it one time, and it was at our live event, which is cool. So yes, let's see if we can go 15 for 15 again. So the first round of questions that we have, most people in the car or at home are going to be able to answer. We call this round
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. Here we go. Jeopardy style variety trivia question number what galaxy do we live in?
Emmett, you got this?
Yes, I do. It is the Milky Way Galaxy.
The Milky Way Galaxy is correct. Yes, absolutely. The just talking about the Milky Way Galaxy makes me a little hungry for candy.
Yeah, yeah.
I do love a good Milky Way bar, but yes. The fun just like concept to think about is there are hundreds of billions of stars involved in a galaxy, right? I mean, just like more than we can even comprehend.
Yeah.
Like it's ginormous. And so we're just a little floating speck celebrating 100 years or 100 episodes of a podcast. Excellent. Question number two. What blue video game character created by Sega runs incredibly fast and loves collecting gold rings?
Can I take this one?
Sure.
Of course. Sonic? Is it Sonic the Hedgehog?
Emmett, do you agree?
Yes, I do.
All right. The answer is Sonic the Hedgehog, and that answer is correct. Debuted in 1991. Did you play some Sonic? Did you play any Sonic the Hedgehog?
Fast.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, who? Who are you talking to?
Well, either one of you.
Yes,
no,
I have
not.
Oh, it's a great game. Great game.
Oh, it's a fantastic game. Yeah. Like you gotta, like when you hold down and you hit the button a bunch of times and he like winds up and then it's the best. Yeah, Emmett, didn't we have it on the Nintendo Switch for a little while? Like, didn't you get to play it on Nintendo Switch? Hmm. You can get like all of the games for Sega on Switch, which is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
I played Sonic Pinball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one's fun. And then the Sonic movies are fantastic too.
Yes.
We always enjoy those. Question number three. I think the one I'm most excited for in the entire episode. What famous ship sank in 1912 after hitting an iceberg?
Name a ship, Emmett.
The Titanic.
The Titanic is correct. Who would have thought? we have a running joke on this podcast. We've brought up the Titanic and the year 1912. How many times do you think?
75.
Like most episodes, at some point it comes up somehow. Like he'll connect 1912 to a year, and I'm like, oh, that happens to be the year of the Titanic, and it is a running joke. So if you've listened to the podcast for a lot of times, you would recognize that date and the Titanic, but. Just a little inside joke there. So sorry for you being on the outside there, Mr. Chan.
Now I'm on the inside. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Question number four. What is the name of the wizard school in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
I'll take it. Thank you. Hogwarts.
Is correct. Absolutely. Yes. Hogwarts. I always thought that Hogwarts would be kind of fun, but also like it feels a little weird that you'd have to like plan your trips around the moving staircases. And there's a lot of quirkiness to living in Hogwarts.
Seems intense.
If you had a chance to live there or to go to school there, would you take the opportunity?
No.
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 Dragons are dangerous.
Yeah. What if like you got like a full Quidditch scholarship?
I don't think I would be able to. What, like, how do they even play it? I don't remember. Do they use like bats? Do they use their wands?
They ride on broomsticks, right?
Yeah, yes.
And then
it seems dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Absolutely. Yep. And finally, question five. According to the famous phrase, what fruit, if eaten daily, will keep the doctor away?
Emmett?
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
All right. Mr. Banchan, do you agree?
I agree.
All right. He agrees. The answer, an apple is correct. Now, in doing a little bit of research on this, the phrase actually, I believe, came from the phrase was "eat an apple on going to bed, and you'll keep the doctor from earning his bread." Hmm. Have you ever heard that phrase before?
No.
No, and I guess that's kind of like it's an offshoot. Like that was what initially appeared first, and then that phrase "an apple a day keeps the doctor away" kind of
gotcha.
Offshooted off of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just anti-doctor. That's all it really is.
Yeah. Whenever I hear that phrase, I just think of someone pulling out an apple and then the doctor going, and runs away.
Like a vampire and garlic. Like,
yes. Yeah, that's
excellent.
Five for five.
Five for five. Round one down. The trivia tots in the books. We are doing fantastic. But now, folks, the questions get a little more difficult. We call this round
the mind movers.
The mind mover round. So here we go. Brace yourselves. Question six. What is the hardest natural substance on Earth?
Emmett, I believe you have this.
Titanium. I think so.
I'm going to have to disagree. And I think it is a diamond.
Oh, yeah. Diamond. Yes.
Yeah.
The diamond is your final answer as a team?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the collaboration. This is great. Yes. Diamond is correct. So diamonds are created underground under intense heat and pressure. And so like a lot of times when you have like a drill that needs to drill through really, really hard stuff, it's like diamond tipped. And that's one of the hardest substances on Earth, which is really neat. But good job teaming up on that. I love it. Yes. Excellent. That's what this is all about. Collaboration. Question number seven. Which ancient Greek philosopher was the teacher of Plato and known for asking lots of questions?
Matt, do you have a guess here or answer?
I know a lot of Greek philosophers, but one comes to my mind, Aristotle.
So Aristotle is related to Plato, but Aristotle was Plato's student.
Oh, yeah.
Plato's teacher, Socrates
is correct. I may have thrown a couple, softballs in here for you.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Yes, I have a former student who actually is writing a musical on the life and times of Socrates, which is kind of cool.
So I have a good mnemonic for those three major philosophers, which is spa, like a spa day, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle.
Oh, well, there you go. Nice. Well, I hope you're taking notes, everybody. You know,
take notes.
This is great. Excellent. Question number eight. For something completely different. Which superhero carries a shield made of vibranium?
Well, I would think
what it do we
would
know be about our superheroes?
Captain America. Is that right, Emmett?
Yep, it's Captain America.
Captain America is their answer. And Captain America is correct. Yes, the vibranium shield is nearly indestructible. I think Captain America's Marvel, right? If I'm not mistaken, because I'm not as big a Marvel guy. Are you, Mr. Chan, are you a big Marvel guy?
I like some of their movies. I like Spider-Man is my favorite because Peter Parker and I are both from Queens.
Oh, nice. Yeah, nice. So, yeah. That's great. Yeah, very cool.
I'm more of a DC guy.
Yeah.
I think he gets that from me.
Harley Quinn? Yeah. You like Harley Quinn?
I'm more of like the penguin guy. The penguin?
The penguin.
Oh, boy. That's dark.
or the Riddler.
Liking the villains at this point.
Yes, yeah. I love villains.
I'll take a note. I'll take some notes.
Nice. All right, here we go. Question number 9. What artist painted the Mona Lisa?
I think he's one of the Ninja Turtles.
Yep. Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, I like that. I like it.
Leonardo da Vinci is the answer, and Leonardo da Vinci is correct. Excellent. Do you know where the Mona Lisa hangs, lad?
In the Louvre.
Ah, the Louvre.
Nice. Beautiful.
We've never been there. Mr. Chan, have you been there before?
No, but I'm going to be in Paris this summer for the first time, so we'll go to the Louvre.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think from what I've seen, though, of pictures, that it's not as big as you expect.
It's quite small. Yeah. It's behind glass, and then there are like 100, 200 people in the room.
Yeah.
All trying to take a picture of it. Yeah.
Sure. I kind of felt the same way about when we were in D.C. and we got to see the statue of the thinker. Like, I felt like the thinker was, like, gigantic when you, like, look at pictures. It's only a couple feet.
Well, I think there are different sizes of the thinker.
Oh, are there?
Yeah.
Oh,
there are some big ones and there are some little ones. Yeah.
Oh, well, good. I learned a little bit of something today too. We saw one of the little ones then.
You saw a little one.
Awesome. Well, that's good to know. All right. And finally, question number 10. Who is the famous scientist that is credited with developing their famous theory of relativity?
Name of the famous physicist.
Albert Einstein.
That sounds good to me.
Albert Einstein is the answer, and it is correct. Very good. I think my favorite part of Albert Einstein is his hair.
Yes.
And his big mustache. Like that's like one of my favorite pieces. Yeah. He just looks the role when you think about brilliant physicist. Totally makes sense. Yeah. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. We are 10 for 10, folks. This is awesome. Doing really well. But now, sad to say, we got to take the gloves off here because this is about to get the most difficult questions I could scour up in variety trivia. Anything is on the table here. So how many do I get, buddy? For the 100th episode, do I get 100?
You get one.
I get one. All right.
I'm just kidding. You get 10. You get 10.
I don't want to take 10. That'll take forever.
Okay.
I usually try to prepare everyone for the difficulty of these questions and instruct everybody to bring a certain number of safety apparatus to prepare themselves. And so what I would like everyone to, I get 3. All right. I would like everybody to wear a hard hat. I don't know if we've ever brought a hard hat with us.
I think if we've had episodes for 100 times and we've done this 100 times, then I think
I probably
we've mentioned hard hat.
Probably.
Yeah. Wool socks. Like really thick ones.
Thick,
to prepare.
You've said that before.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Really?
I've definitely said wool socks. Yeah.
Yes.
And how about long underwear?
I don't think we've done that before.
Multiple layers. Gotta have multiple layers, you know, just that's what keeps us warm here because things are about to get crazy. You never know what's gonna happen.
Oh boy.
We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. The last 5 questions, the Brain Busters. Question number 11. How many keys come on a standard size piano?
I think it's a palindromic number. Is that right? What do you say, Emmett?
It's 88.
Yeah.
88 keys.
That's palindromic.
It is. Yeah. Yes.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that.
88 keys is correct. Excellent.
Nice, Emmett. Nice.
Palindromic. Great use of the word palindromic. I love that. We were actually just talking about palindromes the other day, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what was your favorite palindrome?
Poop.
Poop. It works. Yep.
It works.
I think most people's favorite is race car. Race car is always one of the best ones.
But a man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
Yeah, that's my other favorite one. I love that one. It just keeps going.
Just keeps going.
Excellent. All right. 11 for 11. Question 12. What is the chemical symbol for gold? This one's tough.
How are you with your chemical symbols?
Yeah, we don't know that stuff yet.
Okay, it's a two letters. It's should I take this one?
Yes. AU. I think you should.
AU.
AU is correct. All right. Let's go. Nice. Symbol comes from the Latin word is it aurum? A-U-R-U-M? Aurum? Aurum?
That sounds all right.
Let's I don't know how to properly pronounce that one, but yes.
Aurum sounds good.
Yes, aurum sounds good. Me, yeah. I like
aurum.
That. Yes.
Yeah.
Some of the chemical symbols can get a little confusing, and gold is one of them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. There's some interesting etymology. AU, yeah.
All right, question 13. What famous thought experiment asks whether a cat in a box is both alive and dead until observed?
Emmett, this is might be tough. Do you know this one? Okay. The look on your face says I should take it, maybe.
Yes, I think you should take this.
I think it says that Schrodinger's cat.
Schrodinger's cat is correct. Buddy, have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Have you never heard that phrase before? I don't know. I feel like it's come up in our lives a couple of times. I teach high school students, and so we talk about that concept all the time, because that's kind of introduced at that level and it, having those big level, you know, big thought conversations and stuff. And so, but yes, I love that concept that nothing's really determined.
Yeah. It's a mind bender. It's a brain buster.
A brain buster. Indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Oh boy. Question 14. We are 13 of 13, folks. Are you getting nervous, lad? Oh boy. He's been here once. He's been to the promised land one time. All right, here we go. Question 14.
No, I'm good at sports, actually.
What is the rarest blood type of the 8 main blood types?
I know part of it. And then I always forget.
O?
No. I know the letters are AB. And then
AB2?
I think it's either AB negative or AB positive. So there's like a coin flip.
What do you think, lad? Positive or negative?
I'm not very familiar with any biology stuff, but
what is your gut feeling?
I'm feeling AB negative.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling.
That's what I'm feeling.
Let's do it.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's hold our breath, folks. The answer is AB negative, and their answer is correct. Correct.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I wasn't sure.
That's excellent. Now, it is really interesting that is actually not the rarest blood type, though. So there is a blood type called Rh null, which is the other name for it is golden blood. And it is literally like fewer than 50 people in the world have this blood type. And it is like considered to be the rarest blood group in the world. And people that have like this Rh level of blood or type of blood, it is the universal donor for them, which is interesting. So yeah,
that's crazy stuff.
Yep.
All right. Oh. It's pretty high pressure situation here.
15 questions. Here we go. Question 15. What novel begins with the line, "Call me Ishmael"?
There's it's the great what do you think? It's like a great American novel. There's a whale. There's a whale in it.
Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Their answer is Moby Dick. And their answer is correct. Woo!
Yeah.
We second time.
15 for 15. We just had to bring in one of the greatest trivia minds of all time. That is awesome. Very good. Congratulations, team. We've done it.
It feels good. It feels really good.
The 100th episode.
I couldn't do it without you. Genuinely, I don't think I would have gotten through the mind move around.
And to be fair, I may have gotten a little difficult on some of these questions. I don't know if I would have thrown that difficult at you, but that was okay. We knew you had some good help with us today. So awesome. So that is great. Excellent. Well,
good job, Matt.
Yeah, there you go. If you enjoyed today's episode, we encourage you to leave a 5-star review on whatever app you are listening on, Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify, you name it. Leave us a comment, 5-star rating, and let us know what kind of trivia you would love to hear from us next. We love hearing from our fans on our reviews. Also, you can find us on social media at Dad Lad Trivia on Instagram and on Facebook. Send us a DM there. We would love to hear from you there as well. Well, we have some really exciting stuff coming in the next few episodes and in the coming episodes, and hopefully in the next 100. And we just wanted to take a moment to say a couple quick thank yous. I want to start off by saying thank you to The Mom for all of her support, her contributions on the back end of this podcast. If it's website related, merch store related, Google related, she's on the job and she does such a great job.
We also want to thank all of our fans who have been committed to this podcast, and if you're just joining for the first time for our 100th episode or many other ones before this, and it's just been so awesome to know that, like you said, a spring break project could become like just a really unbelievable thing in our lives.
Yeah, it's been great. And so, and before we sign off, I just want to send a huge thank you to Mr. Ben Chan for joining us on this episode, taking the time out of your busy schedule to come in and spend some time with us. And this was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed
it.
Yeah,
I loved it. Maybe I'll join for 200.
Ooh.
Can we do that?
Excellent.
Can I join for the 200th?
Absolutely. That'd be great. We'd love it. And then the 300th and the 400th.
God yes. willing. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Excellent. Well, before we sign off, Emmett, your last chance. Do you have anything left that you want to say about our 100th episode?
Woo!
I agree. That's my sentiment as well. I feel the exact same way. So thank you so much. As always, everybody, we really appreciate you taking your time and spending time with us, screen-free, family-friendly, in the car, at home, whatever it is you're doing, and you're spending time with us and learning along the way. We really, really appreciate that. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you next time. Until then, see you later.